way and that way, and they one wanted it this way and another one wanted it that way. Finally, I said, it shows how great Meher Baba is that he can take all these egos that are grinding on each other and make something good come out.
The whole idea was
you must have been in the claim, you know. For
well, it was my idea with a lot of other ideas added to it.
What about the committee?
Yeah. Right, that was Rick DeMotto.
I hope that they
didn't work to be
impressive. Anyway, we enjoyed that battle, but I said, really?
Yeah. And then when Crackerbot came across the stage like a paper.
Yes, that's when we were laughing.
Because he was like one of the
best. I was laughing also. I was like, no, what's this? I thought it was the ring. That's
what it was. That
movie
was right. I just tried to find
her out. But he came a bit late.
Yeah.
A bit earlier.
Right in the dialogue, they said something like, we have so many patients, and then Kakibai came
out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which he had also gotten.
It is really very unique idea, you know.
I like
and
it.
All this.
Dr. Baba.
Back biting in the door and going back. Very good dialogue to remember.
I think it's the best play I've seen here so far.
Yes, I was saying it's the best skit or play we ever saw. Amongst the funny ones that we saw.
Yeah.
And
Rick.
And how they were competing with the
padlock.
Oh, it was too funny. Rick and the whole self and
his yes.
Jumped in the skip bag.
Don't sit on the pictures. Watch the pictures then. And then when he went with his wife and they were arguing.
Yes, the anger there was, no, it was anger.
Yes, but then when they made up.
Yes,
oh, darling.
What punch would you call it?
Acupuncture.
It's too funny because he had to put his hand down. He's
in hand.
What is it? It was Lee.
Yes.
And in the end, he had to dance with you all, the young ones. And that was love.
Yes.
The whole thing was really impressive. See how Baba has put it in your head, Joe.
It was all Baba's work.
Yes, and your love for Baba inspired you. To give us such a good entertainment. It was really perfect. Couldn't be better. Irwin, did you see that yesterday's play?
Yesterday's play?
On the hill. On the, what would you call it? Hill. Baba's upper Mirapad.
Mm-hmm.
No, I saw the play here.
No.
Oh, yesterday was really wonderful. All these, we may see many skits, but this was just, how would you say?
That's too bad. I missed
funny.
It.
No, it was...
What time was that play?
Superb.
Superb, that's right. Excellent.
10:30.
Gee, I was there at 10, but I was in Baba's tomb the whole time. I couldn't understand why nobody was coming into the tomb.
That's fine.
You should be there, everybody. Yes, and then when we have dispersed, then you go to the tomb. Baba would like you to see the play as well as the other's tomb.
I know. Well, I didn't.
He must have just come up on the hill and taken darshan and not known where he was.
And
that was it.
Richard?
I was with him.
Yes,
we enjoyed it.
Alan, was it all your idea?
It was I had a basic idea, and then everybody kind of added, and I didn't want to have... I felt when I got the idea for it, Bao gave me the idea. He told me an incident with Chuggan Master, where... He went to Chuggan, and Chuggan was trying to find Bao's heart, and he didn't know where his heart was. He couldn't find his heart. Chuggan didn't... he wasn't...
Exact spot, he did not know.
Didn't know the exact spot, and he was kind of going all over. And so I thought that was a good gag. It would be a funny thing to do. And from there, the idea is... Then it was Bao.
I found the heart. You know, the doctor was so... There was two, three kind of doctors. Then this one doctor... how do you say? Himself is... Bit funny, you know, flowers and all stuck around here. He's a herbalist or something. But so being herbalist and being
flower remedies,
he did not know the that. Well, the woman said, oh, complaining all that. So he said, oh, I must test your heart or something, and find your heart. So he started doing here, the heart he couldn't find. Then at last he found, oh, yes, and I hear ticking this. And so the woman said, what she found ticking here? Then she said it was her wristwatch. It was, yes, and it was very funny. The way they did it was very funny. But that was not only the funny bit. The other part, the other bits were more funny. Yeah, and was dressed as nurse, and he was so funny, very big bosoms, and it was too funny when he came like that, the nurse's clothes, and his short skirt.
And yeah, big bottom,
and,
too.
And the big back also, yes, the bottom. Oh, I couldn't stop laughing, it was too funny.
And he had lipstick on.
Yes, lipstick and whatnot. Oh, yes, that was one. I was really thinking, Baba's only physical, but I would love to see Baba's face, eyes, light up with humor. I want to say happiness and joy and appreciation.
Then, Balna too told me a story. He said that there was a description once of comparing different perfect masters to different kinds of doctors, that Baba once had given an analogy, that he said that there are three kinds of master, and he said they were like three different kinds of doctors. He said one kind of doctor you go to, and the doctor may just take your pulse or, you know, listen to your heart a little bit and tell you what's wrong and send you away. And he said then a second kind of doctor would take your pulse, maybe listen to your heart, tell you what's wrong, and write you a prescription to get filled at the chemist. And he said that, but then, which is a second kind of perfect master. And he said then the third kind was the kind of perfect master that you would go to if he were a doctor. And he would take your pulse, listen to your heart, write you a prescription, then get the prescription filled and hold you down with his knee on your chest and pour it down your throat. So those were the two ideas which gave birth to the skin.
Just too funny. And the chiropractor, oh, my God.
Very cracked.
I don't know, I was laughing, I couldn't see anymore. Just too funny. The poor man's back was looking over by the time. It was too much. The whole thing, many things there were, but it was very, very beautifully done, very beautifully acted. Yes, we have no time to say it to you, but today we say it.
Yes, the Ricks.
Fathers.
Because Elizabeth gets tired, you know, get to come home. Oh, yeah. She had to rest also, then get the program. And the program also, she couldn't stay.
It was very long.
Time. She
that was very
missed
tired.
The last two acts about holding the thing. Yes, she didn't see that. She came away.
Yes.
So we have to say to her, we didn't go to the procession also, because Elizabeth, she couldn't attend. Baba would like us to also be in the
pillar. I think it was amazing the way they climbed that pole. I've never seen anyone climb a pole like that.
Really good. Every part of their body, every muscle is toned up. Back and legs and arms.
It's really
and
great exercise.
How supple?
Yes, twisting on.
And on the little thing on the top, this boy was, the thing was under his, the small of his back, and it was all like this.
And sometimes on his tummy.
He feel like his back is going to break out. And I felt so like this all the time. And one boy was, one foot on that little thing, high, and one foot a little bit down, and he was balancing. It's really beautiful how they train, because for the villagers it's very good.
Mm-hmm.
It's training.
They're training,
It's, what would you call it?
Physical.
Gymnastic.
Yeah.
Physical culture.
Physical fitness.
They put less oil on it this year so that the boys could hang on to the pole. I remember one year they had a lot of oil, and most of the boys get about halfway up and come down.
You and
him? Yeah, well,
last year?
No, 73.
Yeah, 74, that was the year, 73. So he had seen this. He saw the other man holding the Honda in his
hand. I recognize
him. And he said that now next year I won't do it, because he was an older man and he was doing it.
I saw that last year.
Yes, bigger vessel.
I think he cut himself.
He had to be strong.
What? Yes, I think I saw him.
He's so like that his teeth are going to be pulled out of water. I wouldn't dare to even lift that much water on my
last year,
with your hands.
No, with the teeth, even that much water in a bath, what do you call it? In a mug.
A brass pot.
Yes,
would be
brass
difficult.
Pot.
That was heavy.
Oh, very heavy. It was full of water. The brass thing itself is heavy, the container, water container. We call it handa. That itself is thick, good brass. And filled with water. He showed to see how much water is right on the filled at the top. And both the boys did. The last boy turned down something. But what he did was really wonderful also, the second boy. How strong his muscles must be to sit down and get up with the handa. Without holding it, and even putting his hand here, He was doing like this, and so the back so strong, his legs, his neck muscles, everything is coordinated together so beautifully. If we think about that, it is really wonderful. Mm-hmm. And both the boys did very beautifully.
Oh, I was going. I meant to tell you this when I first came. I forgot all about this. In December, on your birthday this year, I had planned to give a big party for all of Myrtle Beach, and I hadn't remembered that it was your birthday.
Yeah.
And the night of the party, we found that it was your birthday, so we all said a jai baba to you.
Oh, beautiful.
So we celebrated your birthday.
At the center, you mean?
No, it was at my house in
Myrtle Beach. Your house, yes. That is 22nd December.
22nd December.
Yes. Was it that time?
Yes, it was that time.
Oh, wonderful.
Just before Christmas.
In your head.
I didn't realize. I said, oh.
Then later you found out.
Well, that night someone came over and said, oh, do you know that tonight? I was so busy planning everything,
yes.
I hadn't thought. And someone said, tonight is Mara's birthday. I said, well, Baba's giving her a party here.
Yes. Baba always celebrated once he wanted many to come, you know. And Baba asked me, shall we call many from Bombay and all on her birthday? Something. He asked me, he didn't say he wanted it, he didn't give me an order. Tell me. So I said, Baba, quiet person like this is better, how do you like Baba? You like it quiet, all right. So not many people, just one or two or three. But Baba, that time wanted it. So that also makes me feel like that Baba liked it, that's why he had suggested it. But he asked me, so I said what I liked. No, so I don't think that I've broken his order or mistake. Things that come back to me, all the little things, and I think about so much love. He was perfect, his love was perfect. That means for each and all his loves. That is why he kept silence. What other suffering Baba went to was for all humanity. That's why you young ones come to Baba. You feel his love because Baba has given that much love. He has felt love for each one of you. That is why it is not just my John said, Baba. Baba himself said, my love that brings you to me. So it's so beautiful, wonderful to be loved by the God man. His love, perfect love. Like one, he's a pastor, he's some other place, you know, far away from here. And maybe Nusari, you know, somewhere far away. And he was there at home and we were here in Mirazat. And this person in his business or what, that detail I don't know. But this I know, that he was in great trouble. He was in great trouble means some difficulty there was. So much such difficulty that he couldn't get out of it. You know, how to, how to get out of it. So he quickly, what he would do, he would say, now the only thing is to pray to Baba. So he would remember that as soon as he came from out, he would go to Baba's photo and pray to Baba to help him. He prayed to Baba 2, 3, 4, 10 like this. And then later on, after he prayed in a few days, this difficulty actually, which would not have alleviated, what is the word? I don't know English word. Would not have been
lifted
is the word. It would not have been, it was so this thing confusing. But how it happened, he does not know. He simply saw himself out of that difficulty very
naturally.
So he felt, it is Baba who has helped me. Nobody can do this. And so he was so grateful to Baba. He quickly telegrammed to Baba, oh Baba, I want to see you, to come to your darshan, tell you what I want to tell you. Baba said, not now, I mean, I said, but when I come to Guru Prasad there. So when he came to Guru Prasad, he told Baba, Baba, I thank you wholeheartedly for your help. Baba looked at him and said, what are you asking, telling me, thanking me? You know, like Baba said, what are you standing there and thanking me, just thanking me, rather?
Mm-hmm.
You can thank me all your life, keep thanking me all your life, but you will not have thanked me enough for what I have done for you. I mean, not this difficulty, this was one little help, but what Baba has done, that means it goes for each one of his lovers, for all humanity. But what Baba has done for us, we cannot thank him enough, even if we thanked him all our life, keep thanking him all our life. So Baba never said that. I mean, Baba never would say such a thing. But this man stood there to thank Baba, just thank him like that. So spontaneously it came out, but was real, what was true. You know, that means what Baba is doing, has done for him or all his lovers, we can't thank him enough. So from what he told that man, each one who were present, the eyes were opened, really. We cannot thank Baba enough for what he's done. So you can imagine how much he has done. That is why you all feel love for Baba. You're drawn to Baba because of his love for us. We don't know how many of us, what kind of sanskar Baba must have watched. It is true. You know, in the Hindus, and it is true, a perfect master, you know, they have these Jalali moves and Jamali moves. It is true. But, you know, but, and with no fault of yours, if that master gets up and hits you and abuses you in front of so many people, what would you feel like?
Humiliated.
What would you say? Embarrassed. And so shameful. In front of all these people to abuse it. It's very bad, even hit once or twice even and abuse. If you're very bad, and if not hit or you see, abuse and things are said to you, you're very bad, you feel. So in front of them, when you feel that humiliation, that at that time they know that you need that, as you call the doctrine. Like yesterday.
Doctor. Treatment.
So they know it, and that's how they also wipe away so many sanskars. So that they find themselves very fortunate to be abused by the perfect master. So there are many who used to go to Sakho in Upasthi Maharaj, you know. They knew about this. They and Maharaj did not abuse anybody. One person he would see that he was full of ego and he has come for his selfish ends or whatever it is, I don't know. But he would catch hold of that person and say such things to him, you know, very bad, very embarrassing for him to say that. But sometimes what he used to say, no, if it's this one's fault, I say, Alan's fault, he'll be telling you things. So you see, this is not in my mind, I don't, no, you have no fault of yours, you know, and you don't know why he's saying these things to you, but you, we understand. Like that also, it was very embarrassing, but one way it was nice because this person did not, the other people did not know that this one's fault is, he's abusing you for his fault. And like that also sometimes, Upasthi Maharaj was very outgoing, very like this, and many times in Jalali mood, you know. So, I tell you, what happened one. Well, you know, I was not there. Not this time. You know, this thing came to be known by many people about his like that. If he abuses and he beats, very nice. It's like a blessing. It's called Ram Prasad. Ram Prasad. So, and he did that every day or anybody. Once in a while. So, you know, this Hindu woman in the village or somewhere, I don't know, there are other places around Sakho, in Faroe village. So this woman, she had a daughter-in-law, a new daughter-in-law. And she was not, you know, she was been married for 2-3 years, I don't know the details, maybe she did not have a child, or whatever it was, that detail, I don't know. Anyway, this mother-in-law told her daughter-in-law to go to Upasthi Maharaj and don't get up from there till he beats you and curses you and all that, you know, and he abuses you and all that. That is the blessings you must get and then come, till then don't come. She had to obey her mother-in-law in India, you know, the daughter-in-law obey. So she came, she was with the others and all that. So others were sitting around Maharaj and they all finished, the talk was finished, Maharaj talk and all this, and the darshan, the men take darshan, women take darshan, they all went away, home, you know. Mm-hmm. And this girl sitting alone there, Maharaj looked around and looked at her. He said, what are you doing here? You must leave also. So she said, no, I can't leave. I have to sit here. Why? He said, no, my mother-in-law said that till you beat me or give me CV. CV means abuse words, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So CV, till you give me CV and that get angry with me, I can't get it. And I said, how can I out of the blue get angry with you? You know, it can't be done. It has to. Yes, it has to be natural. He said, what do you mean by Siri? And he found it very amusing also, Maharaj. This girl sitting there, very young girl, and not, doesn't want to get away from his hut anymore. She wants him by force to beat her. And that's no blessing by her saying it. And And then Martin is not attached to themselves, but yes, that's what comes from him. So Martin smiled and said, you know, you think Sivi? You know Sivi, who, what Sivi is? She says, no. Sivi is Shiva's wife. Sivi, Shiva and Sivi. So, what do you call him? Male and female.
Masculine
thing. Yes, Shiva is male, Shiva is the god, and Shivi is Parvati, means Shivi is his consort. And how can I give you that? You know? And all that. The god looked at Maharaj and said, see, if you want to listen to me, and if you think that take me as your master and obey me, you must leave home and go. That is, that I will see that. That you, not just that you, what you come for, you get, but that your love is, and that you accept me as a master, and you obey me, and that is the best thing you can do. You go home. I tell you, I order you to go. You must obey me, not your mother-in-law. So then the girl had to leave. But the funny way of saying Shiva and Sivi was very funny. To us it sounds funny because we know words. Sivi is very abused. When you abuse it, there's a Sivi. But he made it turn it into a Shiva, and Shivi is the feminine of Shiva. Just too funny. And the story, somebody else told me, I was not there. I think I might have told him. He was very outspoken and he wouldn't stand for any nonsense. So, you know about Deshmukh, Dr. Deshmukh, they have heard his story? No?
No.
And Dr. Deshmukh is very, it was very beginning, in the very beginning when he first came to Baba. He sat in front of Baba, bowed to Baba, and sat in front of Baba and all that. And Baba was nothing, silence. And then his thoughts came, that Baba is a Parsi. So why follow Parsi master? Why not Upasi master, Hindu? I'm a Hindu. Upasi master, Hindu. I'll follow him. So after the darshan was over, then he went home, and then he found time to go to Shakuri. So Maharaj was in his, what do you call it?
Swing.
No. It's hut. I can't get the English words quickly. His hut means in his room. He's taking down. So he was in his hut.
And Deshmukh came to him.
Yes. And Deshmukh came to him with
respect.
Hands and respect. And he came nearer to Maharaj. As he was nearing Maharaj, it came very near. Maharaj all of a sudden flew into a fiery, what do you call, anger, you know, very angry he got. He abused him and shouted at him, leave at once, won't you get out of my sight at once, how dare you come here and like this, what have you come here for? And he kept abusing this poor man, you know, Deshmukh, he could not stand there because he was being abused with all these people around him, and he was told to leave at once, so he started walking away and went home. And then after some days, he came back to Baba. You know, when Baba did that, he came to Baba and said by Baba. Baba smiled at him a little and said, where have you been? You know, where have all these days? Where were you? Oh, I just visited Sakuri. Oh, did you make it there? Wasn't I going to stay there? Baba, so, no, Baba, I thought I would go. I would follow Upasi Maharaj because he's a Hindu. But I don't think I like him because he abuses too much. He shouted at me and he was on the point of hitting me and all that. I had to run away from them. He didn't want like the sight of me there. I don't know why, Baba. But Baba smiled then. Then Deshmukh said, well, Baba, I like you because you're so sweet. You're so loving. You're so, you know. You talk nice and make me feel happy when I'm by your side. And that is. And then Baba smiled. It was all right. Means Baba had accepted him as his follower, his lover. No? And from that day, Deshmukh didn't go. No! Wait, I forgot. Then Baba smiled and then turned around to Deshmukh and said, you know, one thing? Yes, he said, I would like you to do one thing. Will you do it? Yes, Baba, I will do it. Then, all right, go to Shakuri again tomorrow. Deshmukh looked at Baba's face. Baba wants me again to get swear words, what do you call it, abused. Just never, now I'm following Baba, I must obey Baba. So he said, Baba said, yes, you must go to Sakuri and go to Upasi Maharaj. He said, all right, Baba, I will, it is your order, so I will obey you because now I follow you. I'm following you. So he went to Sakuri. in his nervous and afraid, and very timidly approached the heart, and very timidly went towards Bhagavan Maharaj, you know, and came to this room and tried and was about to take darshan. Maharaj looked at him with a smile and said, "Oh, hello, Rao Sahib. You have come back." I said, "Yes. All right, sit down." I'm happy that you come. And so he didn't get abused. At once they spoke new that Maharaj wanted him to be Baba's follower, Baba's disciple, not disciple, devotee. And now he's accepted Baba. Now he's just come to have his darshan. He will go back to Baba, you know. So Maharaj was quite happy with him, and so Deshmukh was very surprised that Maharaj was very pleasant and nice with him. And then he understood that, oh, this was a trick between them, you know. So now he followed Baba and loved Baba. His wife, but not his children.
The children of Baba?
No, they don't follow. I mean, they're not cold, but they don't love Baba as they should. They never come for Amrit. Oh, I shouldn't be saying on this.
No, it's
not. Put it off. Never come for Amrit Tithi, Baba's birthday. Never take part in this.
You need to go. We have to go eat lunch too.
Yes.
Because we have to go with caution.
Don't tell anything for this. Too much for this.
What?
The story would go around and it would be that Mena has said it. It's better not say it.
Yeah.
Yes. Anyway.
Yes. I'm going to
take it. J-Baba.
You're believing.
Yes.
All right. Be happy in Baba's love. Yes.
Yes.
This is the third time. So Baba is happy with your love. So take Baba with him.
Mm-hmm.
Make him happy. Baba is with you, remember that.
Yes.
And thinking that way that Baba is with you, he loves you, that will make you feel happy all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Baba. You want to go to Myrtle Beach?
Myrtle Beach.
Mm-hmm. And you?
Traveling back.
I'm going to Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Coming soon.
In June.
Coming soon in June.
Yes, coming soon in June. Okay. I'll be happy.
For a permanent honeymoon.
And who does this? Don't be taken anywhere. He's coming back.
No, she said. Coming back.
It's machine work, I think.
No, this girl hand did it at the Love Light restaurant.
Ah, you told us that, yes.
She made. It says Jay Baba.
Yes. Well,
I told her that when I ironed it, Baba becomes young. But when
yes.
I don't know. All that little wrinkle.
Yes, yes. But it must be.
Trying to keep it nice.
That's nice, because then the airplane, anyway, the people interested ask who's tell about Baba someday, you know? And if their Baba lover someday, you don't know, then they can recognize you and greet you. It doesn't happen like that, that's right. All right, Jay Baba.
Jay Baba.
Happy Baba.
Baba.
Mayor Baba.
You have music made Baba laugh. Are you welcome? Okay. Baba's happy with your love. Baba's happy with your love. Yes, Baba, you like me too?
No,
can I go take darshan? Do you have to go in Baba's room?
Yes.
Now? Can I take darshan?
Love
to them.
Julian Douglas. Yes.
Yeah.
Jay Baba, a very loving Jay Baba, and loving Baba to you both.
And I have three children.
Remember
too.
You.
Remember those little pictures I gave?
Yes,
the children.
Baba loves you. Yeah. So be happy in Baba's love. Baba's with you.
Okay.
Jay Baba.
Yeah.
Jay Baba.
Jay Baba.
See you again someday, sometime.
Soon.
Yes. Baba wedding.
Yes, Baba.
And give love to Baba, love you see.
In Myrtle
Beach. Love you, Baba. And I very love you, Jay Baba. Remember them, children. Yes?
I will.
Jay Baba.
Jay Baba.
Jay Baba.
Of course, you'll be here.
I'm
coming. Okay, because we're going to have a little lunch. Have you eaten already? We have plenty for you.
Yeah. After 10 minutes.
Yes, fine.
Bolo hatta mere baba ki jai.
Heather is trying to make it you know, she was singing that song, make it a little bit more each day in my bowl.
Jay Baba.
Jay Baba.
Jay Baba. Lunch now, perhaps you may be going away by the time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See you again, Alan.
Yes, soon.
Jay Baba. Jay Baba. Oh, he's taking it. Jay Baba. Okay. So I said Jay Baba to him. Okay. Jay Baba. Jay Baba.
Jay Baba.
Hope.
George.
Ross. You see, when you go to college with that.
Huh?
And then you will study.
Now we can't eat, we're too full.
No, you must eat.
Come on, Vesta, have a seat.
Yeah, you, Vesta, come and eat some of this, because we're not going to be able to eat it. We're too full.
This is rough.
This is it.
Why can't Vesta drive the car in this truck?
They will ask you a Baba picture, and you give
them.
But you take out
the phone. This is Baba lovers.
Baba lovers. Ah, for America! Oh, good. I stop for America. I did not. Thank you.
It's, you know, those like, people that came last year.
That's very good. Here you go, Master Guy. You leave our dollars. Where is that?
Where we have our...
Everyone is so happy with your wonderful cooperation.
I'm happy to see
that. You will be a great man, you know, if Baba is working.
Come soon.
May Baba bring you back soon to help us along. Like this. You help all a lot. Arranging the bus, managing the bus, calling, collecting money, taking name down.
Even in the church,
yes, very useful man. Such man in the category of you is worthy to live on this floor. On
Jay,
this, on this earth. You know,
worthy to be here with you.
Yeah. Okay.
Have your food. Not ledge. Good.
Yeah, it's fine.
We'll take it out of the bowl. You take whatever you want.
So we'll wrap it up.
Maybe you can empty your own.
Where does Carson live? Does Carson have a phone number? No.
She doesn't live here.
Yeah.
too.
Okay.
Thank you.